The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hi. Hi, everyone. A warm welcome to Happy Hour. So nice to be with you. So for today's practice together, I'd like to consider the theme, the consideration of our practice as a service. What if our practice is service to ourselves, to the world? And this practice, Happy Hour, this practice of celebration, cultivating joy, cultivating metta, cultivating kindness, cultivating goodness. I want to share a poem as inspiration, and this poem is called Service is Joy. It's by Rabindranath Tagore. I spell the name Rabindranath Tagore, Tagore. It's a very short poem. I'd even memorize it. I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy. Isn't that a great poem? Gives me a lot of joy. I'll read it one more time. I slept and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy. So with that as the theme, with that as the inspiration, what if our practice, this offering, our practice is joy? What if our practice is service? Service to ourselves, service to others. Practice as joy. Practice as joy, practice as service, all of these, the same, exploring the equivalence of practice, practice in general, but here in particular, practice of metta, cultivation of kindness, goodwill for ourselves, for others, as service, as cultivation of joy, as service, service as joy, practice as joy. So that's the invitation for tonight, for this afternoon, for this moment in time, wherever you are, for our practice together. So, having set the frame, let's begin formally. Let's land in our bodies. Landing in this moment in time. Arriving in this body in this moment. Whatever the circumstances. Connecting the felt sense of the sit bones on the cushion, our bottom, kissing the earth, our feet kissing the earth, our body. Softening. Relaxing into the earth, kissing the earth. Connecting with the breath. Maybe slowing down the breath, slowing down the in-breath. Slowing down the in-breath. Slowing down the out-breath. Just here, relaxing, slowing down the body, into this moment, unwinding, slowly giving yourself space. Slowing down your body, your heart, your mind, your breath. Maybe breathing to the count of five, and breathing out to the count of five. Letting go of the counting, slowing down even more. If you find, if you wake up to the mind having wondered, ah, dear mind, oh, sweetheart, it's okay. It is of the nature of awareness, of knowing, of the mind to think. It's okay. Seeing clearly what is arising in this moment, what thought. Smiling at it. Hello, thought. Hi. Friendly. Lighthearted. And landing back. Landing back. Without any judgment, no need. Smilingly. Landing back. With the body, with the breath. Enjoying this process of sitting and being breathed. If we don't judge ourselves, if we don't reprimand ourselves, force ourselves, expect tight way for things to go a certain way in our practice, to have aspiration but not expectation. Practice can become easy. Practice can become joyous. Practice as joy. Practice as joy. See if you can give yourself space. To relax, to soften, to slow down. To enjoy. This moment of quiet, of solitude, of turning inward, of just sitting and being breathed. Now, can there be a sense of breathing in well-being, breathing in goodness, gladness, good wishes for yourself, breathing it in, as if it's offered to you in each breath, filling your body, filling your lungs, and then breathing it out. With each out-breath, sharing it with the world. May I be safe in the out-breath, in the in-breath, and in the out-breath. Ah, may all beings be safe. In breath, may I be happy. Out breath, may all beings be happy. In breath, may I be healthy. Out breath, may all beings be healthy. In breath, may I have ease. And then turning it around and sharing it expansively with the whole world, just as I wish for myself. May the whole world, all beings have ease. This might be reduced to just one word if you synchronize it with the breath. Breathing in peace, breathing in safety, safe. Breathing out safe. Breathing in happy. Breathing out happy. As a wish to all. Breathing in health. Goodness. Breathing out health. For all beings. Breathing in ease. Breathing out ease. Or just simply breathing in goodwill, gladness, well-being. Whatever word, single word, works for you. Breathing out the same for the whole world. Maybe just simply that. If it's starting to feel complicated. Can we consider our practice? Breathing in goodness, breathing out, shining out goodness onto the world. A service. A service. Practice as service. to ourselves and others. Breathing in goodwill, friendliness. Breathing out goodwill, metta, love, friendliness. Trusting that you are needed. You are needed. Your service, your participation in life in the unique way. That you show up is needed. Trusting your participation, your service, your noble service is needed. Breathing in love, breathing in metta, breathing out metta. Letting goodwill, metta, love be breathed in, not yours, simply offered. Trust. trusting. That love is offered. Compassion is offered. You are held in it. By the universe. And your participation matters. Your cultivation is service to this goodness. Receiving goodwill, care, love with each breath into every cell of your body. Letting yourself be nourished by it, held by it, trusting its goodness. Breathing out, letting your heart shine. With goodwill, friendliness for others. May all beings be well. If any thoughts or judgments come up, I can't do this, this is hard, my mind's a mess, I'm a failure, I can't do this practice. You don't have to believe any of these thoughts. Smile, smile, breathe with them. Take them along as you breathe in. Care and breathe out care. Let these judgments be transformed. If any, through the breathing in and out of love and care, friendliness. Invite them to breathe with you. See what happens when You invite the judgments to breathe in goodness and breathe out goodness with you. Do it lightheartedly. See if anything gets transformed or shifted. For the last minutes of this practice, reconnecting with the framework as if we're sitting and offering our practice, bowing and offering our practice as service. As joyous service, putting it on the altar, the universal altar of goodness, service to ourselves, in the deepest sense, service to all beings in a joyful way. When we offer out of generosity our heart's gifts, there's a joy that comes. Here, please have the best of me, the best I have offer in this moment, regardless of how I judge it to have been, if my mind was distracted, if I was sleepy or in pain or anything else. This is the best way I could show up. I did my best, letting go of any judgments, putting your intentions, your beauty, your goodness, of your cultivation, of your service on the altar. Letting your heart be uplifted with your unique contribution. You are needed. You are needed. May all beings everywhere, may all beings be well, may all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all for your practice, for your participation. You are needed. Can you take a moment to take that to heart? You are needed. Your participation is needed. Your practice as service. Yourself and all beings, and practice as joy, not forced. So, we have time for reflections, for questions, for comments, especially if you haven't shared in a while, especially if you're new. Would love to hear from you. And if you type in chat to me privately, I won't read your name. If it's typed to everyone, I will read your name and the reflection. And also you can raise your Zoom hand. Would love to hear your vocal reflections, questions, comments. One reflection, breathing in loving care for myself, breathing out loving care for others. Ah, lovely. Beautiful. Thank you for that. So powerful. So powerful. Allison says, showing up tonight was an extreme act of loving kindness towards myself. Aw, yay. Thank you for showing up. And it's also an act of loving kindness towards all of us and everyone, all beings everywhere. An act of service. Yeah. Marie Christine says, lovely words. Thank you for that, Allison. And I see hearts lit up by others. One more reflection before we go to Diana's raised hand. I sometimes have such an urge to bring goodness into the world. It's nourishing to think my practice is this gift. Oh, yay. That makes my heart lit up to no end. Oh, that's so beautiful. The urge to bring goodness into the world. It's nourishing to think my practice is this gift. Yes. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Thank you for that. My heart lights up. feeling that resonating with you, that reflection. Thank you. Thank you. And again, I'm honoring when you send it directly to me, I won't read your name. And if it's sent to everyone, then I read the name. So that's, as I said, honoring that. So Diana, please.
I just wanted to say that I was watching you a little bit during the meditation, and it was inspiring because I kept thinking, you seem to be having such a good time. You seem to be having fun. And I really mean that doing this, I didn't have a sense that you're thinking about dinner tonight or anything. You seem to be there enjoying yourself, truly. And that's fun for me to see that. It kind of spreads. So thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you for sharing that. It gives me great joy that this medium, you know, in the past it would be just audio drama. I mean, audio drama is fantastic and it's great to be able to listen. And yet I think it is nice to have the visual, right? The visual and it delights me to know that yes, I was having a great time. I was delighting in this practice. Absolutely delighting in this practice of, oh yes, breathing in. I mean, all the aspects that I was sharing with you, I was practicing myself, which is giving me so much joy to be practicing with you and practice it, just connecting with this. So yeah, thank you, Diana. I'm delighted that inspires you, that supports you. Thanks for saying that. Sweet. Yeah. Lovely. Any other reflections? Yeah, appreciation from YouTube. Thank you all on YouTube for joining. Thank you, Cedric and others. Any other reflections, questions? I see a thumbs up. Is that a raised hand? Let's see. You want to share? Is that?
How important during a flex alert, let's keep our power up and running. Set AC cooler and use big appliances before 4 p.m.
Yes. Cedric, yes. Oops. Oh, I think we had you're muted again. I wasn't sure if you wanted to raise your hand, Cedric, or that was a thumbs up. I asked you to unmute and then seemed like, anyway, I think we're having some technical difficulties. So tell you what, I think what we'll do is, given that it's 6:48, we'll go to small group practice. We'll go to small group practice. And when we come back, we'll reserve a couple of minutes at the end for reflections. And raise your hand again, if you would, Cedric. Yes, you log on. Oh, got it. Yeah, sounds great. Okay, got your message on YouTube. So let's turn. Let's turn to practicing in small groups together. So, considering that you are needed, your participation is needed. You are needed. So supporting yourself, supporting each other, knowing that your practice, your way of showing up, your unique expression in this world, in the way that you show up, is a gift. Is service, the way you show up for yourself and showing up for others. We serve each other in this practice. So I will create the rooms now, the breakout rooms, and let's take the first 15 seconds as usual to just care for yourself, care for others in silence, metta for yourselves, for others, and then share as little or as much as you wish. And here are the rooms, and they are open. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other.